Sat here with Keris, David Reeves, on LSC Share Talk. We've got a few questions. By the way, thanks very much for seeing us.
Thanks very much for coming, Alex.
And it's nice to catch up with you again. I've just travelled 300 miles to come and see you.
Fantastic. I've only travelled 3,000, so.
Okay, we won't have that competition. Right. So, these have been sent to us through email and through investors. First question. Are you on target and how excited are you to go into production at the end of next month?
Very excited to wake up every morning and know that cash flow is around the corner and to see machines out in the bush doing things is great. So very excited about that and all's on schedule.
I've been following your Twitter account as well. It's quite interesting because a lot of the guys on Twitter, these companies, they use them, but they just use them when an R&S comes out.
Yeah.
But you guys, you put pictures and images on.
I think there's a lot of R&S-able, there's a lot of material that you would not put out in an R&S, but it shows that things are happening. And I think people need to understand that even though there's no R&Ss, it doesn't mean you're doing nothing. And so we are out there doing a hell of a lot. And I think it's interesting. A lot of people maybe haven't seen a gold mine come on stream, and this is a way of seeing what happens, and drilling and clearing, and we'll soon show the first blast. That'll be exciting. First gold bar, that'll be nice.
It will be nice, actually. Do you think people are aware that the price of Aussie gold is at such a high? Are there any other gold projects in your near-term sights?
Yeah, look, judging by our share price, I'd say people are not aware. Aussie gold's at a five-year high.
Yeah.
The gold price itself, if you look in sterling, and since we announced the transaction in sterling, has gone up £100 an ounce. So if you just look at that on 25,000 ounces, that alone is £2.5 million on top of our predicted cash flow for doing nothing. So gold price is sensational. In Aussie dollar terms, you're just never seeing, this is as good as margins have been, because you've now got highest gold price. Your costs, which is your equipment and your labour, are at all-time lows, both in Australian dollars because of the mining downturn, and especially in US dollars when you take into account the devaluation. So in US dollar terms, your margins have probably never been greater in Australian gold. And if you look at the Australian gold miners listed in the ASX, they are flying. So that's where I hope we'll be as soon as we're in production.
Just to follow up on that, I don't understand why people are not picking up on it. Why don't they see it? Because if you look, it's there for everybody to see. I don't get it.
Look, I think maybe, if we're reflecting at all, we could probably say if you have a look at the track record of the company over the last couple of years with Togo, we've had delays that were unfortunately beyond our control. And I think we need to prove ourselves to investors that when we're in control, we can deliver. And that's what we're doing at the moment. So when the first gold bar comes out, we're holding that and saying that's cash in the bank. That's when I think we'll see some rapid changes.
That was one of the things we talked about when we last met up. I think it was last November when we were in London. It's just the UK investors, they might have a point, because you look at a company and you think, are they going to deliver? Are they going to deliver? And you look at the markets today with the way it is, the markets, and everybody just jumps from company to company.
Yep.
You have no sticky investors. It's a hard market at the moment.
I think there's a lot of volatility in the market, so people are looking for opportunities all the time. So it's a double-edged sword, volatility. You can get good rises in your share price, but then again, you can get large falls for no apparent reason. So all we're trying to do is, we believe if we produce cash on a consistent basis, that will be rewarded. And at the moment, the cash flows we're predicting, we will be trading on well under 1-to-1 price earnings ratio, which,
that's my next question.
It has to change. Well, we'll get to that later then.
That's my next question. Right, so there, when do you expect the cash flow to start? Are you allowed to answer that?
Our official response is Q2 of this year.
Right.
So I can't say any more, but if you keep an eye on that Twitter account, you'll see the activities, and you should be able to
work it out.
What's going to happen when.
Obviously, if you watch it, you know what's going on. You recently posted a picture of stream high grades, Prince of Wales mine. Would mining this takes you to an even higher level?
Look, Prince of Wales is, it's a great ore body, 10 grams a tonne. You don't find them often. All the infrastructure pretty well in place. We've got to dewater and re-equip and what have you. But it's factored into our 25,000 ounces. But it forms a backbone going forward over the next, you know, 5-6 years. It will form the backbone. It's a very low-cost producer and a very stable producer. So that will form the backbone as we look around at, yeah, at other opportunities.
All right. Conservatively, can't say it, how much profit per ounce is the company working to?
Yeah, it's a tricky question.
I don't rate these bad
ones. Yeah, okay.
As you can tell.
The hard yards. Look, where we're at and what we've said publicly again is, including royalty, the 22% royalty, 1,200 Aussie an ounce, and gold's just under 1,800. So that's a 600 an ounce margin, $600 Australian dollars an ounce margin for us on current gold price. We hope to improve on that with some of the other things we're looking at. But even so, that's a pretty healthy margin.
It's a healthy return, yeah. You have a small but very loyal group of shareholders. I say small because it is only about 27% in peeps' hands, private investors.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that comment?
Yeah, for sure. Look, when you look at the board and management,
what you guys have got, yeah,
have 25%. Then associated friends, family, companies we've worked with previously probably have another 15 to 20%. So we're up to a sort of, let's call it 45% in directors and friends' hands. And then, yeah, we're into the private investor mainly from there on. And they've been very loyal and very long-suffering. But, you know, we're hoping that this is, well, we know this is the turnaround. And cash flow is what it's all about.
Right, I won't go any further with that because obviously I know what's going to happen there. There's less shares in the markets and you start doing what you do and you go forwards, obviously, self-explanatory. You and the fellow directors recently put in around 240k to match your shareholders against with minimum dilution. Why did you do that?
We could have gone for an equity raise. I mean, this equity raise is getting away at the moment for $1 million for gold companies, but where we were at the time, share price-wise, we're at almost all-time lows. And yet we figure we're on the cusp of really good things. So rather than dilute existing shareholders, we went for a loan facility. I've got to say, it wasn't easy. And one of the things that helped get along the way was the director's commitment to that. That shows other people, you know, yeah, you're putting your own...
It's your own money, isn't it, basically? You're putting your own cash in, so you're backing yourself,
aren't you? Putting your own cash on the line, they get confidence to come in with you. That only protects shareholders from dilution, and hopefully everyone can see that, you know, the board's trying everything they can to do everything for the company and believes in it.
Right, no, that's great. We're coming thick and fast these, aren't we? You wouldn't believe how many questions are sent in. It's crazy, this. How reassuring is it that you can leave projects to be produced while hunting for the next opportunity?
Yeah, well, we've got a very good team in Australia. The two Peters, Peter George, Peter Hepburn Brown, have got a very good geologist, Dave Reed. So if you call Dave or Peter, you can get a job with us. Otherwise, it's a bit of a tough gig. But, you know, they're very, very, very experienced professionals. They're off there getting things set up while I sit here chatting to you in London.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talking to you, mate. It's nice to see you.
So they're doing that. It allows myself and Peter Hepburn Brown to a large degree to go around looking at other opportunities, and all I can say is watch your space.
Right, also just to round off on that one, yourself as well, what you've done in the past, your CV and what you've achieved personally with other companies, it's been well documented, so it's not just sitting there visiting and talking to me. You know your stuff.
It's a lot of fun at the moment doing something positive, you know. It's been a couple of years of pretty grim times. So to actually, I think it was great that we could change from iron and manganese.
Exactly,
the board said, let's change it. Let's do something. Yeah. You can't sit here and just slowly fade into the nether. And, yeah, we're out there doing it and hopefully...
It looks like you've turned it good by the looks of it, to be honest.
It's the first time in a few years we've timed with commodity price going up that we've chosen, so very happy for that. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of companies at the moment, especially the mining industry and all that, and a lot of them are going into hibernation. they're just sitting there and they're waiting. There's very few companies that are active and they're actually trying to move forwards. Because that's, you know, it is.
Yeah, I mean, in Australia and London and Toronto, you're seeing a lot delist. You're seeing a lot going into tech. You're seeing a lot just doing nothing or raising a few hundred thousand just to keep ticking along.
Yeah, definitely.
And to be able to go into production, I mean, we keep in mind, we only made this decision 4 months ago to change. We entered into a transaction with Schaffers, with the, you know, the two Peters coming on board in December, and we're looking at producing gold in the not too distant future. So it's all happened pretty quickly, and there's been no massive capital raises during that time. There's been no capital raises during that time. It's that loan, so...
Well, that's the way to do it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, if you're going to do it, might as well do it.
No, but that is the way to do it, because rather than just existing and diluting just to burn cash, to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Because I've followed your story and everything, you know, you guys have gone a different direction altogether. And there's other stuff out there as well. If you get licenses for other stuff you're doing, that delivers.
Oh, no.
Good, grateful, you know, so it's just, it's crazy, like.
We see the short-term, the opportunities in gold, especially in Australia. You know, we've looked at gold elsewhere, and the problem with gold elsewhere is a lot of it's pegged to the euro or the US dollar costs. So the margins really just, they're not there as much. The revenue's the same, but the margins are a lot less because the costs aren't pegged in a devalued currency like the Aussie dollar. So as a place to operate, there's a lot of mills there, all the infrastructure's there, all the skills are there, there's a lot of unemployed people, there's a lot of kit sitting around. So our focus is going to be on expanding that gold. And over time, we'll look again at Togo when we get the permits and what have you, but we see a really good opportunity to make a lot of money in gold in the near term.
Yeah, definitely. Like the Togo thing as well, that's another issue altogether, but that will be, because this is all documented.
Yeah.
If things work out with the license and so on, that'll just be a complete game changer.
Well,
I think, anyway, what I've read.
I think it'll be a nice addition. But by
lovely.
Then,
yeah,
I,
don't nice.
I think the game changer is what we're doing now, which is gold, cash.
Oh, so you're that positive about this right now, yeah. This is what's really rocking your boat.
Oh, gold is everything to me now. I think gold is, without a doubt, our number one priority. It's the single biggest margin you'll find in the mining industry at the moment is probably gold in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's a place you want to be and you want to go as hard as you can to make the most of it.
Oh, that's nice. I spoke to one of your shareholders recently and he described this project as a wolf in sheep's clothing. How much potential is there? So what?
How much potential?
Yes.
You know, as I said, watch this space. We think the model we've got where we use existing infrastructure, there's a lot of mining companies around that have small deposits. Everyone says you've got to have 1 million ounces in gold and then you can build your own plant and you can spend $100 million doing that. There's a lot of spare capacity in mills in that area. There's mills all through the Western Australian goldfield that are desperate for dirt. There's a lot of companies out there that have small deposits that don't justify their own mill and have sat on there and said, what do we do? 50,000 ounces here, 20,000 ounces there, 200,000 ounces there. And generally they're run by guys who have not been in production before, some of these, and don't have the experience. So we come along and say, we've got the experience, now got the cash behind us, here's our operating model. We can get you, instead of you having to beg, borrow and steal on the corner to do your next little exploration program, we can come in and mine the deposit for you, give you good cash flow, we make good cash flow, it's a win-win.
Everybody wins, don't they?
Yep.
The last question is the big one for you, right?
Okay.
Right.
Drum roll.
Why should anyone invest in KRS? Keris. Don't give us the sales pitch.
Don't give you the sales pitch.
It's me, Alex.
It's you, Alex. I'm invested to the hilt, so I obviously like it. Why do I like it? If you look at where we're heading, cash flow, price to earnings is going to be ridiculous on any investment criteria. Very good group of guys together in Australia pushing really hard on this model of generating more cash. Projects beyond that, you know, with Togo and other things we're looking at. And, you know, it's really is, we're at an almost all-time low. And, you know, the amount of cash we'll throw out compared to our market cap, it has to change. So both from mainly a capital appreciation on the share price, but what do we do with that cash? Sure, we'll invest a lot of it to make more cash. But at some point you've got to consider as well, do you return some to shareholders or what do you do? And it becomes a quite an attractive story.
I've just thought of something there. Following that line, sorry, I don't mean to go on because I know there's a lot of questions. So maybe, whatever, midterm, whatever, would you look at returning dividends to shareholders?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the largest shareholder. Bring on dividends, I say.
That's it then. By the way, thanks very much for your time. You're absolutely gentlemen.